Polycarp, the bishop of Smyrna, was brought before the Roman authorities and told to curse Christ and he would be released. He replied, 86 years have I served him and he has done me no wrong. How then can I blaspheme my King, Jesus Christ, who saved me? The Roman officer replied, unless you change your mind, I will have you burned. But Polycarp said, you threaten a fire that burns for an hour and after a while is quenched. For you are ignorant of the judgment to come and of everlasting punishment reserved for the ungodly. Do what you wish. Dear friends, today, this Sunday, at the end of church's liturgical year, we celebrate the feast of Christ the King. The readings describe the enthronement of the victorious Christ as King in heaven in all his glory. The first reading, taken from the book of Daniel, tells of the mysterious Son of Man coming on the clouds, glorified by God and given dominion that will last forever. In the second reading, taken from the book of Revelation, the risen Christ comes amid the clouds as the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last of all things. In today's gospel, Jesus asserts before Pilate that he is a king and clarifies that his kingdom does not belong to this world. He rules as king by serving others rather than by dominating them. His authority is rooted in truth, not in physical force. And his kingdom, the reign of God, is based on the Beatitudes. Jesus has come to bear witness to the truth about God and his love for us, about himself as the Son of God, and about us, the children of God. There are plenty of texts proving the kingship of Jesus, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament of the Bible. Susan C. Kimber, in a book called Christian Woman, shares a funny piece of advice she received from her little son. She writes, tired of struggling with my strong-willed little son, Thompson, I looked him in the eye and asked a question I felt sure would bring him in line. Thompson, who is in charge here? Who is the boss here? Not missing a beat, Thompson replied, Mom, Jesus is in charge here. Jesus is the boss here and not you, Mom. Dear friends, the life messages that we are invited to follow in this feast of Christ the King are, firstly, we need to accept Christ the King as our Lord, King and Savior, and surrender our lives to him. We surrender our lives to Jesus every day when we give priority to his teaching in our daily choices, especially in moral decisions. We should not exclude Christ, our King, from any area of our personal or family lives. In other words, Christ must be in full charge of our lives, and we must give him sovereign power over our bodies, our thoughts, our heart, and our will. Secondly, we need to accept Jesus Christ as our serving King. Jesus claimed that he came not to be served, but to serve, and showed us the spirit of service by washing of the feet of his disciples. We become his followers when we recognize his presence in everyone, especially the poor, the sick, the outcast, the marginalized in the society, and render humble and loving service to Jesus in each of them. Thirdly, we need to accept Jesus Christ as the King of love. Jesus came to proclaim to all of us the good news of God's love and salvation, gave us his new commandment of love, love one another as I have loved you, and demonstrated that love by dying for us sinners on the cross. We accept Jesus as our King of love when we love others as Jesus loved, unconditionally, sacrificially, and with agape love. As we conclude our Stewardship Renewal 2015, let us ask Christ our King to help us rededicate ourselves to him. We pray for the grace to commit in a deeper way to Christ, his church, and the goal of heaven. Let us devote ourselves to the way of Jesus, our King, a way of love, sacrifice, compassion, mercy, and forgiveness. Let us commit to prayer, hospitality, formation, service, and almsgiving. Let us pray, help us, Christ, our King. You love us more than we can ask or imagine. May the good Lord bless each and every one of us in this regard. Amen.